Donegal. I would make my way from Mallon to Bundoran.
We present From Donegal with Love by Mary Jones.
And I'd wander round by Barnes Morgan on everyone I'd call. There beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal.
Good evening, customers. Thank you for shopping at Superfine. The time is 5:29. This store will be closing in 1 minute.
Ah, 1 minute. Bank of gold. 50, 59, 58.
Yes.
Bloody hell. Yes.
So one will at my tell us taking one penny for Louie out of a packet of six.
What do you want me to do? 9:38.
For the supervisor? Tell her you're not supposed to do that.
Look, she doesn't want six. She wants one. So let her have it. 7, 6.
What am I supposed to charge her?
Divide by 6. Does that make sense?
She's a bloody nuisance. She's always doing that. She comes in just at 5:30 when you're down to get home and causes trouble.
Give her the room and put the rest in my account. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy days, I am. Out of here.
Have a nice weekend, dear.
You better believe it.
Yes, dear.
What has 36 sets of false teeth and 72 legs?
The front row of a Daniel O'Donnell concert. We've heard them all, love.
My dear Steph, you think like a sick budget.
Fuck, it's desperate, isn't it? Your poor Dave is on the dole. A man that thinks like a sick budget is a millionaire three times over isn't the word El David.
This store is now closed. Would any customers remaining in the mini body of the store please make their way forward to the checkout?
Enjoy yourself, Sarah.
Oh, don't you worry, I will.
I hear your ex has just had a wee boy.
How do you know?
Susie's mom with him. She says Desi and her's over the moon, but they're dying for a wee boy.
Yeah, I can just hear him now. My son and heir. Heir of what? His dole check?
Sleepy Hollow Residential Home, Anna speaking.
It's me. Anna, have you been to the off license yet?
No, sure, I said I'd go on the way to the bus.
Good. Double the emergency supplies.
Oh, dear, we're bringing a big bottle as it is.
Well, get two. I'm going to need it.
Why?
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Aye, right. I'm here. You can go now, Anna. Right, Mary. The only one who wouldn't eat was wee Mrs. Hannah. So try and get something into her before she goes to bed.
You looking forward to the weekend, Anna?
Mary, I have been looking forward to it for a whole year. I can't wait.
I wish it was me. I love Daniel, so I do.
Me too. Oh, Mr. Green's a bit upset. He kept getting up and wanting to go to work. We have to get the doctor to sedate. Ah, that wee man is gone, God help him.
I've instructed our ones to poison me if I go gaga. I bet you the hotel will be gorgeous.
Aye. Only comes in after the concert and talks to everybody.
Oh, stop it. Now to look at these dribblers all weekend.
I better get going, Mary. The bus is leaving at 6:30.
Give Daniel a big kiss from me.
No fear. The kiss he is getting is from me.
Lucky cow.
Well, listen to the battles clicking, Alan. This will be out of it before they reach Donegal. I don't want to get too drunk, Vera. I want to remember every detail.
Well, I want to get drunk. Very drunk.
What's the point?
I heard today, Desi and her had a wee boy.
What's it to you, Vera?
Nothing. No, you're right. It means nothing. The hell with it. Get that box out.
My God, and the bus hasn't even started.
You get your pumps there and go to the toilet. That's your one stop. Also, no smoking on the bus.
Daniel, here we come.
I just wanna dance with you.
I wanna dance with you.
I wanna dance with you.
what's more. That's what they invented dancing for. I'm going to dance with you.
Do you think he'll remember us? I get the break. It gets 5,000 women a day. Not many singers would invite their fans to his house for a cup of tea. Oh, but it was wonderful. I'll never forget it, Vera. Oh, look, there's them women over there that came from Australia. Well, they said they were expecting a big mansion. But then he dropped them in his little wee bungalow in the middle of nowhere.
God, look at us all. What's it all about, Anna?
What?
Ach, nothing.
Curious girl. Come on, he's coming in.
Naturally. My friend here was sick, and I wrote to him to see if he would phone. Just to buck it up.
Oh, sure.
It took 4 months for the letter to get to him. And then he phoned me up to see if she was still alive. I couldn't believe it was him on the phone, but he came across so nice, I just knew. And then he phoned her.
He did not.
And I tell you, it did buck it up. She swore that day that if she was well, we could come here to Doncaster. And we've come from Cardiff. Don't you worry, Lucky. You'll come over and say hello to everyone. We've been before.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Daniel.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, your hotel is beautiful, Daniel. I mean, the view's just lovely. It's breathtaking.
Well, you know, it's simple. You know, we didn't want anything too elaborate, you know. Tell me, girls, where have you come from?
Yorkshire. We've driven 500 miles to see you.
Oh, that's very, very good of you. I just hope it's worth it.
Every mile, Daniel. Every mile.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Thank
girl.
You, Daniel. Thank you.
Oh, God, it's gorgeous. Oh.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Anna. Hello, Vera.
You remembered us.
Shirley, you're from Belfast. You told me earlier today. Thank you once again for coming.
Oh, here. No, thank you. Yes. Daniel, for making this weekend one we'll never forget.
Okay, tell me, do you have a nice room?
Oh, beautiful. We booked it a year ago.
Oh, good.
Are you going to sing for us, Daniel?
Oh, sure. Try and stop me. Yes, stop.
You don't get tired singing all night and then come back here and us torture you to sing more.
No, try. I would sing all night. I really enjoyed girls.
We can listen to you all night, too.
But first, I just want to say hello to you all now. I'll talk to you again. And here's me leaving you now, girls, and then you can get your cup of tea.
It was just lovely to see you. You remember this, Daniel?
Would you like one lump or two?
Tell your mummy we were asking for. Oh, bye, Daniel.
Oh, he's
what a really splendid kid.
So lovely.
Like you couldn't help. Oh, God, it was worth coming. It was worth waiting a year for.
I'd love a vodka and nuts. I'd have a vodka and coke, please.
Okay, are you having a good time?
Yeah, great.
Daniel, that's great, hasn't he? He definitely brings out the best in people. Are you from the north?
Belfast.
Right, what do you think of Doncaster?
It is really beautiful.
Nowhere like it in the world. Right, nuts.
Thanks. He's nice.
I never took much notice.
He noticed you.
Did he?
I need to talk to him.
And what would he find to talk to me about?
What's the matter with you?
Don't know.
Everybody's having a great time, and you've a face like a wet fortnight.
Oh, God, Anna. You know, I just look at all this woman, and all I see is a big mass of middle-aged nobodies.
This has all happened since your daddy had the baby. We're happy enough before that wee child came.
I wasn't happy. I pretended I was.
Look, I'm going into the lounge to hear Daniel. Are you coming?
No. I'll stay in the bar.
Change your mind about the bar?
The hell with it. Why not? If you're not in, you can't win.
Good.
It's not desperation stages, is it? I'm not as bad as that woman that wants to buy a pair of Daniel's underpants, am I?
No, she's bonkers. She's prepared to pay 50 quid for them.
Oh, God, maybe she is like me. Maybe it's the same kind of desperation.
Don't talk rubbish. Kerry's coming. I'll see you later.
Right.
Vodka and Coke, that's 2.20, please.
Thanks. Busy the night?
Oh, it'll quieten down now Daniel's started singing. So nobody has any interest in coming into the bar. You get a break, it's great.
There you go.
That's lovely.
What's your name?
Fergal.
You from round here?
Oh, just down the road.
It's a beautiful place.
Oh, magic. I was in New York when I heard Daniel was opening a hotel in Kincastle. I was on the first plane home to get work, and I did, thank God. And thank God for Daniel. For all New York has to offer, you can't beat Kincastle on a summer's morning.
Yeah. You're lucky living here. It is beautiful.
Some nights, when I finish, I go way off to the headland and watch the dawn coming up. Magic, so it is.
God, sounds beautiful. Yeah. Us city slickers don't appreciate things like that.
Oh, you would love it. You can just lose yourself in the sheer beauty of it.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, you should try it. Great for the soul. Are you from the north?
Belfast. Will you be watching the dawn coming up tonight?
Oh, I might well do.
Alone?
Maybe.
Are you married?
Oh, God, no. Too much responsibility. Sure, I have plenty of time yet.
Well, Fergal, you certainly have it all worked out for yourself.
Oh, here's Kathleen. I better look like I'm working. Enjoy yourself.
Hello, reception. This is room 11. Could we have an alarm call for 7:30 in the morning? Thanks. It's just that the bus is leaving at 9 and we want to get breakfast. Thanks. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Oh, Daniel.
I am so angry. I hate Daddy McClure. I hate him.
Vera, I thought you'd get over that.
I'm trying. I keep seeing him parading around crazy places with his new bugger, bombing and blowing and doing the proud father bit. Big slobber. Little does his wee wifey know, it'll be her wheeling him round crazy prices in another couple of years.
Sure, you left him because you couldn't stand him. And he married somebody else, that's life.
He married somebody 25 years younger so that he could reproduce himself. Pig.
That's what men do. Sure, we all know that.
Do we have to take it land down?
What can you do?
Nothing. That is not the point.
What is the point?
It doesn't happen the other way round, does it?
You don't want kids at your age.
Well, even if I did, I haven't got anybody to have one with anyway. He is 50. He is 50. And she is 25. And nobody cares a blind bit of notice. Do you see if it was me? I would be the talk of the place.
Oh, look, it's Vera with the toy boy. She should catch herself on.
Oh, Vera, come on. We're up in Donegal and we've just seen Daniel and talked to him. Cheer up. I looked at all them women. All infatuated by Daniel. Deep down, they must know that all that love the poor Indian gets nothing back.
Now, that is not fair. Daniel loves his fans.
Sure, he remembered our names and there were thousands there today.
Anna, for God's sake, will you give over about that?
Am I about to face the day when somebody remembering my bloody name is all I can hope for as a woman?
Vera, you have had your fair share of men since you and Desi split up. You were always chopping and changing. I don't see why you couldn't make do.
I wanted to shop around. Is there any harm in that? The harm is the shop is about to shut and I haven't done my messages yet. It's like getting your groceries at 5:15 and you hear the voice. This store will be closed in 15 minutes. And what do? You panic and you run around and you grab something you don't want. That is what I am scared of, Anna. Panic then.
Well, in case you don't find anybody, you have to prepare yourself.
I love that. Prepare myself? What do? Book into a sex hospice? Or maybe there's a class you can go to, like a lie down and die class. Or maybe all us over 40s bring our face creams and sexy underwear and throw them all on a big bonfire. And then some old doll in a kimono makes us beat up a big plastic willy. Come on, ladies, drive out those evil thoughts. Banish that nasty libido.
Shut your friends.
I don't want friends. I want somebody. Somebody to be in love with. How did you get on with the waiter?
Oh, brilliant. Dead on. Talked to me like I was his mother. The possibility of sex would have been a joke to him.
Dear, you have to come to terms with all this. The rest of us have. Does it not bother you, Anna? Do you never think about sex?
Dear, for God's sake, I'm going to sleep.
Do you?
You've had too much to drink.
I am depressed, Anna. Does there come a time when we are not supposed to think about love and sex and romance? Because the rest of the bloody world tells us we've passed it. A joke. Pathetic. Ridiculous.
Since Marty died, I've just put it out of my head. I'm content as I am.
I don't want to be invisible, Anna.
I think you should go and see the doctor.
To get what?
I think you're going through the change.
And what will the doctor give me? There is nothing wrong with my body. It is my bloody head that has done him with it all.
Maybe something like HRT might help.
Is that not supposed to make you want sex?
Didn't with me. Just had no effect that way. Just made me feel better down flushes and all.
You see, that is because you have put the possibility of sex out of your head. Blocked it out.
I am 47. I am looking at 50. I am a widow. I don't want another man, even if I could get one. I'm content.
Aye, to put up and shut up.
Yes.
Anna, you have accepted the fact that you're not sexy anymore. You have accepted that when you walk into a room, nobody's going to notice. You see, you have just accepted that you're invisible.
You definitely do need help. Now, I am going to sleep.
But anyway, I can't ask the doctor for something to make me want sex when I haven't got anybody to have sex with. That would be bloody torture.
Belfast is 80 kilometres. Funny, you'd be dying to get here and you forget how depressing it is going home.
Home to cleaning up after hours, Oz. I don't know how you do it.
It's a job.
It would kill me. I would look at all them as and see the future staring at me in the face.
Well, you promise you'll go and see the doctor.
Aye, all right.
Sleepy Hollow Residential Home, Anna speaking. Can I help you?
Have you any bed spare?
Dear, what's wrong?
Anna, I am so depressed. It's a bloody effort to get out of bed in the morning.
Have you been in...
Don't say, I know. It's just, what is the doctor going to say? I don't think he can do anything.
Give it a try. At least he'll be somebody to talk to.
He'll probably tell me to put on the crippling frocks and content myself.
No, I can't see you like that.
I'm after coming out of CNA there. I just stood in the dressing room with a whole pile of clothes, and I didn't know what to buy. I looked in the mirror, and I said to myself, Vera, I don't know what I should look like anymore. How do other people see me? Oh, for a minute I wished I lived in one of them African tribes that don't wear any clothes from the born to the die.
Vera, you are going to have to come to terms with all this. Now, I'm not going to say it again.
All right,
Buzz, I thank you very much. Can I help you?
Yes. Vera McClure, I have an appointment for 5:30.
Just take a seat and I'll call you.
Right, thanks.
Gambia, where middle-aged women flock to find love. In the discos, lacquered grey heads happily bob alongside bouncing dreadlocks. Jesus. At Yeongdeom Airport, another batch of tourists is waiting to go home. Among them is a clutch of red-eyed middle-aged women who have just said goodbye to their lovers. Jesus. Ellen, a 53-year-old, observes, it is definitely better than a bottle of Valium. God.
Excuse me, yes? Cancel my appointment, would you?
I just remember to let my immersion heater on, then I get back before it blows up.
You want to make another one?
No, for a phone. Can I borrow this magazine? It's just a recipe and I don't want a copy. I'll leave it back later.
Oh, that's fine.
Great, thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Elizabeth, a 54-year-old grandmother, is enjoying the attentions of Francois, a 26-year-old musician. They met on their first night at the hotel barbecue. Francois was performing as a witch doctor and started dancing with her.
We have been together ever since, says Elizabeth, sighing happily as her handsome escort runs his hands over her swimsuit body. The men are gorgeous, she says. It is the best holiday I have ever had.
Come on now, Mrs. Hannah. You have to eat something. Go away, you. Go away. I want my husband.
He isn't here at the minute.
Oh, you have to eat. I want to die. Leave me alone.
Anna, Vera's on the phone.
Oh, God, what now?
I'll take over.
You're welcome. She wants her husband.
Right. You get the scrub into you, for I'm taking none of your own nonsense.
I want my Archie.
He's dead, and well, you know it. Now, come on.
Anna, I had to talk to you.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. I went to the doctor.
And?
He said, what I need is a good holiday. Simple as that. So I thought, you and me should get away immediately.
Sure, aren't we going to Spain at the end of September?
No, he said I should go now. He said, what I need is a complete change of scenery. Like somewhere away from it all, a new experience.
Aye, and we are going to Spain, so what's the problem?
The problem is it's 6 weeks away, and we've been 4 days before, so it's hardly new, is it?
How immediately?
I checked today, and we can get away in 10 days' time.
To where?
Look, I'll bring the brochure round.
The answer's probably no. Look, I've a break at 9 o'clock. See you then.
Right, get on.
Africa! Have you lost your senses? You see, you're thinking jungles and mud huts and weird animals. I am talking sun, 7 cocktails under palm trees. Look at that.
Vera, it's all a bit foreign for us.
Of course, it's foreign.
So, Spain, you know what I mean. It's somewhere different.
I am on doctor's orders.
I'd feel uncomfortable.
It'll be all white people in the hotel.
I couldn't get the time off.
Well, sure, get me ready to change with you. Sure, she goes nowhere anyway.
I'd have to stay in the hotel all the time in case we got mugged or something.
You can get mugged in Belfast.
The food would be weird.
Look at that photograph. Now, what is that woman and man eating?
Looks like chicken and chips.
Well, it's hardly weird, is it?
I'd have to think about it, Vera.
I told the travel agent I would let him know by the morning.
That gives us time to get our injections.
What for? You know, malaria and all that.
Oh, my God.
The road we walk is long and lonely, and you only get to live one life. So if you've the dream that you believe in, to make it real, you may have to fight. Slam and door.
Could I have the travel sickness pills, please? And a paracodal, a large packet.
Right.
Where are you going? Just staying. And can I have...
Oh, where are they?
Just Malaga.
Oh, God, I wish it was me.
And I need...
Yes. Is that everything?
Yes. I'll have 2 packs of these as well, please.
Right. That'll be $6.70 altogether, please.
Right.
Hey, Tracy, that woman bought 2 packets of rainbow condoms.
Would you have the age of her?
Pathetic.
Aye, she's about your age, isn't she?
What do you think, girls?
Yeah, that must have cost an arm and a leg.
It did. 50 quid.
50 quid? For sleeping on?
Sure, you never know when you would have caught me.
I was in the brownies, be prepared.
All the times I've been to Spain, I've never met anybody like. I think they all smell a wee bit fussy.
I'm just optimistic, is sure.
Do you not get bored going to the same place every year?
Every holiday is a new experience.
Oh.
within the heart. Oh, to say my secret love became impatient to be free.
Vera, keep your voice down.
What?
The whole plane can hear you.
Thank heavens for that.
Anna, I am so excited.
Is it the first time for you girls, eh?
Aye.
What hotel are you staying at?
The Senegambia.
Oh, same as us.
You like it. They're very strict about not letting the natives in unless they work there. Isn't that right, Morris?
Oh, that's good.
They're bloody pesty you if you don't know the ropes.
We've been coming for years. We don't leave the hotel unless we have to, do we, Morris?
Yeah, you can't walk too bloody hard without them trying to flog you something. And don't be walking alone at night. They even tried to pick Marjorie up when I was with her.
That's scary, so it is. Well, I wonder do they not be fed up with all us foreigners in their country. You know, living it up in places they're not allowed into. That would do my head in.
They're bloody glad of the money. They cried independence, they got it, and then realised they couldn't cope on their own, and now they cry out for our money.
I suppose you could go somewhere else.
Oh, no, we love the sun, and it's cheap. And most of the time, you wouldn't know you were in Africa. You could be anywhere if you stay within the hotel complex. Isn't that right, Morris?
That's probably what we'll do.
We just missed the coup last time. We were lucky.
What do you mean, coup?
What coup? Well, there was trouble. All the British people were stuck. Well, I don't know much about it. Morris is more abreast of these things.
Oh, well, they chucked out the president and put in this new boy, didn't they?
Mm.
Then they had a counter coup, but I think that was just more or less a skirmish, nothing to worry about. But I know one thing, our government aren't too happy with this new setup at all.
What's it got to do with them anyway?
Plenty. Without us tourists, they'll be on their bloody knees.
Anyway, it won't affect us. Coup or no coup, the hotel is very nice.
This plane will shortly be landing at Banjul.
Well,
how is it?
Put your seats in an upright position. The temperature in Banjul today is 86 degrees. I hope you had a pleasant journey.
Here we go, Anna. Paradise, here we come.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gambia. It's just a short bus ride to the hotel. On the way, you will pass what the Gambians call compounds. This is where most Gambians live. Now, Gambia is a poor country, so don't be alarmed at what might appear very primitive and poor living conditions. These people are happy.
Our last tour guide told us to avoid looking out of the window until we get to the hotel. It's filthy.
Sure, Aunt Sahapa. Very simple people. Friendly people, aren't they, Morris?
Smart enough if they're trying to rip you.
Now, if you'd like to check with me when we get to the hotel, there are certain recommended tours you can go on if you want to know a bit more about the country. I'd not suggest any of the African music kinds unless you like that sort of thing. It's a bit hard on the eardrums. As I say, they are poor people, but happy. Not much of a sense of humour, as I found, but they are polite.
Oh, God, look at them with children in rags.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like this. Look, why would they want to be dressed in anything fancy? Sure, 60 degrees. And these roads are practically dirt tracks. None of them look on their face, do they?
Thank God to get here, Vera. That journey was like something out of a David Attenborough program. You check in here and I'll go and get the money changed.
Name me on. What do you think's going to happen, dear?
Just have to get used to these people. I mean, did they speak our language? Yes, sir, I'll translate for you.
Excuse me, please, can I change some money?
Hi, yes. Have you just arrived?
Yes, from Glasgow.
Ah, England.
No, Scotland.
Oh, sorry. That will be $300.
Thanks very much.
Is that guy with you your husband?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, then I can't see you later.
More's the pity.
Oh, bye.
I tell you, chaos. All this bloody chaos in this foyer.
Think you would have more people to deal with the guests.
Oh, they've enough staff. It's sheer bloody incompetence.
$200. Thank you. Just arrived?
Aye, just arrived from Belfast.
Ah, are you English?
You must be joking. I'm Irish.
Oh. Are you with your husband?
No, just a friend.
So, would you like to meet me later?
Me?
Yes, we could go for a walk along the beach.
God, I don't know.
I could talk to you about the real Gambia.
What time?
I think it's 12 o'clock. I'll meet you outside.
Hello.
Sorry?
Yes? What's your name?
Halim. And what's yours?
Vera.
Vera.
Now, can I just say, now, don't think I'm being funny, but stay clear of the thing. Now, that's the advice I give to all first timers, stay well clear. No, I could tell you some horror stories about the place, but, well, no, I don't want to put your feet in the park.
What's wrong with it?
Well, you don't know where it's come from, how long it's been sitting there. Look, I promise you, just give the fish a wide berth.
Anna, have you got our key yet?
Yes, Charlie B7, please.
Right, well, I'll be off then. Now, don't forget, as I told you, Marjorie and me, room 29. Any advice you need, we'll put you right.
We'll not forget, Mum. Thanks very, very much. It's lovely meeting you.
My pleasure.
Thanks very much. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
It's true. It's true.
What? It says in the magazine.
Magazine. Magazine. It's just something I read. Come on, I'll tell you back in the shower.
Poppy, this room. Got the heat of tea.
It's only for sleeping in. Come on, get the gear out and into the pool.
Oh, I better get the mosquito barrier on first.
Mosquitoes only come out at night. Just like the boys.
What?
What I read in this magazine.
I didn't believe it, like.
But I have the proof.
What are you talking about, Vera?
The money changer. I'm meeting him the night at midnight.
Hallie, did you see him?
He is gorgeous.
Be careful, you. The funny customs to us.
Anna, get a grip. I'm only going for a walk.
Vera, he is half your age.
All the more exciting.
Oh, God, this is a life.
It's awful warm. I'm staying under this umbrella. Oh, there's Morris and Marjorie.
Would you look at Morris? He's going to fall in if he doesn't take his eyes off that girl's boobs.
You can't blame him, they are big. Marjorie! Over here!
Oh,
you are lucky to get landed. Oh, thank you.
Okay, yeah, I should go, Coco. Well, this time of the day, normally you can't get a lounger for love nor money. Well, it's the bloody Germans, you see, up at 6 a.m, put their towels on them, and the rest of us has to make do for the day.
Hello, babe. Oh. Mother, that's the animation team. They do that every day. They're the entertainment in the hotel.
Oh.
They put on shows at night, and during the day, they try to get everybody doing something. They're ever such nice people, aren't they, Morris?
Well, some of them are quite well educated.
Students doing summer jobs.
No, they do that all the year round. With there being no university year, they can't go no further. Awful waste.
What do you mean? It's a bloody good job. Work all year round, free food. There's plenty in England with university degrees that can't get work.
Anna, would you like a magazine to read? I've come well prepared. Here, take your pick.
Thanks, Marjorie. I'm going to get in and play. It looks like good crack.
It gets rough in there.
Sounds good to me. You getting in, Anna?
No. I'm just relaxing.
Anna, we are in the Gambia. We will probably never be here again. This is a holiday of a lifetime, and you're sitting reading 100 Ways to Cook Mint.
I am relaxing.
Hey, come in now. We need to see
you. Oh, no, thanks.
No.
I remember you from last year.
Oh, yes, you're Alice.
No, Marjorie.
Oh, hey, what about you?
Oh, yes, Alice. What do you do?
It's very easy. Come with me and we'll put you on the team.
What's your name?
Vera. What's yours?
Abraham. Ah, you can't coax your friends to come along.
I shall just get her and throw her in.
Oh, no, Vera, my girl, don't you dare.
No, that will not be fair. When she sees what good fun we're having, she'll come and join.
Yes. Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for that.
Does Norris not play Marjorie? Too busy admiring the scenery, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. Some of these bodies would make you ashamed to take your clothes off.
I tried to go topless once. He got right mad with me.
Why?
I think he was embarrassed. He's a bit possessive, you know. Oh.
Are you fine for a drink, ladies?
Yes. What time do you leave?
10 to 12. Don't tell me you are leaving already.
Ah, well, I am. Just to see a friend.
Are you leaving your friend here all alone?
Well, I'll be all right.
Okay. I will serve this customer and be right back.
Yeah, you won't for long, will you?
I don't know.
I'm a bit nervous.
You see, when it comes to the crunch, it's a different kettle of fish.
Well, if you're not in, you can't win.
I'm going to finish this and back to the room.
No. Look, wait here for me.
Sure, I'll wait in the room.
Oh, well, just in case. Well, I might bring him back, Lair.
Oh, there, you be careful.
It's just an option. Please. I'll keep along. Sure, didn't that waiter say we'd keep you company?
I don't know what to say to him.
I'm going to go to the toilet and put a bit of lipstick on. That time it's 12 o'clock.
Mind yourself.
45, not 15.
You know, you are very beautiful.
Don't be daft.
Can I take your hand?
Aye. Why not?
Oh, your hand is so warm.
Is it?
Can I kiss you?
Sure, the apartment's just down here.
You are shy?
Not usually.
I came from a big family, too. There was 10 of us.
10?
Yeah.
I would like lots of children, but I worry about supporting them as well as my family.
You don't have to support them all.
Yes, because I am working, and I'm the eldest son. My brothers are not, so I support their children.
God, that's a bit much.
No. My uncles did for me and my family, so I do it for my brothers.
You're that decent.
Sorry?
Funny, it used to be like that when I was growing up. You know, our family all lived beside each other, and if you hadn't got much, somebody would have a bit of dinner for you.
Ah.
The soup was always in the stove.
So it is not so different in Ireland.
Oh, God, it is now. Big changes. Whereabouts do you live?
Oh, my compound is a long way. I get home on Sundays to see them.
Can I have another vodka and lemonade? Can you have one?
No. I will have a Coke if you don't mind.
No problem, Norman.
Oh, God, I can't go through with this.
Vera, you are a long time.
I was just throwing up. I think I have banjo tummy.
Oh, come on out and I'll caress it for you.
Oh, no, I think I should get to bed.
Oh, that is too bad.
It's deadly. Would you mind leaving? I have to lie down, like I'm really sick.
Hey, this is a very nice walk, man.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted, really. The walk, man. Have sex and get a walk, man. Nothing else. The hell was it? I was going to use him, too. Fair's fair.
Take it. Take the Walkman with you.
Yeah, that's very kind of you.
Aye. Just take out the tape, will you?
Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah. Now, would you please leave? I really need to throw up. He doesn't sing about country. I thought he'd sing it to somebody who sings country. I can't explain it. He sings love songs.
Because he loves his country.
Don't you have me on love.
Give me a large vodka, please.
She works on Vera. How long does it take?
A large vodka.
Aye, thanks, love.
Well, what do you like?
I was worried about leaving you, but I see I'm eating a ballad. Well, I'm instead on. Him and me haven't stopped talking.
Good. I'm glad for you.
Yeah, I think Vera should take the penalty.
Oh, no, he's joking. I haven't got a straight eye in the head.
Oh, yeah, come on. I'll show you into the sea.
Oh, no.
Come
on, no.
You're really having a great time.
Aye. She wants to be careful not to get too friendly, unless she wants to end up in the pudding club.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Hello, Anna.
Hello, Lemon. You going to work?
Yes. Late start, late finish. Nice to see you in the bar tonight. I enjoyed last night very much.
Yeah. I'm sure me and Vale will be there at some stage.
Ah, I very much look forward to it.
Well, all I mean.
He's very nice, Anna. I think he's got his eye on you. Don't be daft. He's only about 30.
What age are you, if you don't mind me asking?
47.
Ah, yeah. She doesn't look it, does she, Morris?
No, she doesn't. Mind you, these lads don't care about age. I've seen them holding hands with ones old enough to be their bloody grannies. Ridiculous.
Suppose it's nice that they don't care about age.
No, it's what they can get they care about. It's holding hands 1 minute and the next the hand is held out for what they can get. All those silly bloody articles have done is encourage this behavior.
What articles?
Well, don't tell me you've never seen them. Middle-aged women flocking to Gambia to find love. Done a lot for tourism, but don't tell me that woman over there, look, walking along the beach with that 18-year-old is going to find love. If you find she's been relieved of her money, how else? Ah, well, watch the bags, Marge. I'm away down the beach for a walk.
Right. He's off to eye up the boobs. I don't think it ridiculous that a man of 55 is salivating over an 18-year-old girl. I've seen. Would you watch the bags for me, Anna?
I want our girls to go to swim. Yeah, in peace. Always away.
Quick, give me a towel. He threw me in. Look at my hair. He just put my head underwater. Look at me, I'm a sight.
You read the articles, didn't you, Vera? What did you tell me? The doctor said I need a change of scenery, and I fell for that.
I was going to tell you. I just thought you wouldn't go if you knew. You know, like you'd be too scared or something.
I'm glad you didn't show me, because then I wouldn't have come. You know, in case people thought we were just out for one thing. Now I'm here, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks.
Good.
Morris, isn't it? Kevin, we met in the cows coming up from the airport.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Enjoying the holiday then?
Oh, it's been very nice.
Hot enough for it?
Oh, God. Sweltering.
I tell you, I've two pairs of slacks in my cows. I've been wearing shorts all week.
I've changed three times today.
Today?
Today, yeah.
Hey, mate, could get you a drink or something, a beer?
But I'll fix the whiskey, Mike, if you don't mind. He can't get a decent pint in
it. Lemon, Mike, any chance?
Oh, you were cold all night with that lot. Look at that. Look at him. They're crawling all over him. I tell you, back home, they wouldn't get a dog to bark at them.
It's disgusting, isn't it? That flies around dumb.
Yeah. And you, I tell you what. Her, over there. What's she called? Vera. Mouth almighty.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give her one.
She's begging for it, mate.
They're only to shut her up.
I would like to go to university, but I don't think so. Too late now.
Do you not feel bitter about that?
No, I just dream about what it would be like, but not bitter.
When I think of it, we have the chance to go to university like everybody else. We're just used to Mitch school.
What do you mean?
You know, play truant.
No.
Not go when you were supposed to. Just scattered about.
You mean you didn't want to go?
Half the kids in our country wouldn't go if they had the choice.
Oh. Yeah, the children are desperate to go to school. Oh, I don't understand.
You make us feel very guilty, Mama.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to.
Adira.
Ask Abraham to break you.
Come on and get a good seat for the performance.
This is Bajir, our choreographer.
Hello. Are you going to watch the show?
All the seats are taken, though, so I'll just watch from the bar.
You can sit with me if you like. I have a good place at the front. You see, just by this stage. I will keep you a seat.
Aye. Maybe I'll see you later.
That's more like beer.
Oh, Vera, that's traditional costume.
Oh, suddenly you're an expert on the Gambian.
I think it's very nice, very colourful.
Come on, you with me then.
No, I'll just watch from here.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
So, Lama, what would you like to study if you could go?
I would like to be an engineer. When we need bridges or dams built, we have people coming from other countries. I envy them. And I think I could do that if only I could get to university.
Can you get a scholarship?
With the old government, the scholarships go to people they knew. Children of government people, not ordinary Gambians like myself. And with the new government, well, they are trying. But it is slow. So perhaps there will be a chance for my children's children.
That's sad, so it is.
Oh, no. Don't be sad for me, Anna. I am happy. Look. I am talking to you, and I am happy.
I think I will go and watch from the front.
Patsy, what is all that about?
All that dancing.
It is the dance of female circumcision.
What?
Female circumcision. You know, you understand. Female circumcision.
God, sounds terrible. That still happen here?
Yes, it does, but not in the town, in rural areas. You know, it's where people still hold on to the old traditions, and it is very difficult to get them to see that these things are bad and that they hurt women. And I hope through this dance to express the anger that women feel. I know they feel, but we have to go slowly. And through dance and things like this, we hope to achieve it.
But do the women have no say? I mean, do they have to do this? Like, what age would they be?
They'd be about, I think, about 11 years old. But, you know, some are angry and some accept what has always been. It is always the way. You know, so slowly we begin to show them that this thing is wrong.
Those women dancing don't look like they're accepted. They're going mad. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Well, it has to be wild. We are dealing here with sex.
Right enough.
You understand sex?
Yeah, certainly do.
Well, it is very, very passionate, and I want you to catch the flavor of it, you see.
You're really funny.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I think you're funny, too.
You know, you don't have to talk to me, Lemon. I don't want you to feel you need to keep me company.
Anna. I love talking to you. You make me laugh. You make me very happy. I will miss you very much when you have to go.
I like talking to you, too. Vera's not short of a word. Look at her for all her worries about this frock.
So, how then are women presented in Irish mythology?
I don't know. And I wouldn't be into that. I suppose there's the banshee.
What is that?
Well, she appears to warn people that there's going to be a death. You know, she scares the hell out of people like a ghost.
What is her image?
Well, she's dead old and withered and has long blonde hair and she wails and screams and she scares people.
Because she is angry.
She must be. Right enough, she must be. Here, maybe she's angry at being old and withered. The rest of us have to get up with it when the time comes.
Maybe she is angry at men.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You see, she was once just a woman like me. And then, when she got old and they ignored her, you know, like you do with old women, just make them invisible like they're not there. But you see, she wouldn't accept it. poor Budgie, that's probably right.
When she appears and frightens people, it is her revenge.
No, no, I tell you what it is. She's wailing because she has refused to lie down and die. And the death she's warning about is the death of us women. Like the death of our, you know, sexual power. You see, she still had that, but men wouldn't accept her because her body was withered.
Oh, Vera, that is fascinating.
You know, I never thought about that until now.
Perhaps I could choreograph a dance for you. The dance of the banshee.
A banshee? Wait, the fuck? Fantasy. You're really funny.
Can I walk you home?
Hi. All right.
I am about to get into bed with a man that wears a frock. I can't cope. No. No. No, it's not like the money changer. I actually think Badgie likes me because he likes to talk to me. Yes. And I must like him because I like to talk to him. Jesus. Yeah. It must be just more than sex. After all, he is wearing a frock. And here I am.
Vera, you look beautiful.
I should. This nightdress cost me an arm and a leg.
A what?
I'll forget.
Tell me about Ireland. About the people.
There is talk and there is talk. Maybe he doesn't fancy me at all. Maybe he just wants to talk and nothing else. And me standing here like a fool in this nightie.
Well, what do you want to know?
If all the women are as beautiful and intelligent as you, come here. I want to kiss you.
Oh, thank God for that. No sexual scrapping for me. Yet.
Talk to me about your culture, Vera. Tell me about being Irish.
Oh, God. I don't believe it.
What? What do you not believe?
Most of the men I know call me a motormouth for talking. You're trying to encourage me.
You mean they don't want you to speak to them?
Oh, I can talk as long as I would say anything. If you know what I mean.
These men must be very frightened of you if they want to keep you quiet.
Yeah. Drove my husband away. You know, like at parties, I could be just as funny, just as opinionated. And he hated it. He'd call me into a corner, and I'd say, Vera, you are letting me down. You're showing me up.
Oh, that is terrible. Oh, poor Vera.
Ah, the hell with them.
Yes, to hell with them all.
And we just sat talking and talking, and then he brought me back to the chalet. And you were snowing your head off, Vera.
So was Morris. I couldn't sleep. So I just read. Now I've got through nearly all my magazines. And it's sickening. I've still got 3 days to go.
Oh. I spent half the day talking to him. I am wrecked. Vera. Badges. So, I don't know. But you know, like, you would rather listen to him than jump into bed with him.
Oh, no. Lamont just treats me like I'm his equal. Wouldn't get like that in Belfast.
No, Bradford. You see, men can't be bothered to get to know you if there isn't a possibility of sex. They can't be bothered to make the effort.
At least the man we know.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me. Me and Morris haven't done it for years.
Oh, God, of course I'll tell. I'll run away for a dip.
At least I'm a widow. I don't have to worry about it.
You just accept it, don't you?
Yeah.
That's why he comes here, to eye up the young girls. Pathetic, isn't it? I'd love to tell him that they would look twice at him, but keeps him happy. Me, I'd be happy in Morecambe, but what can you do?
Nothing. Unless you split up.
And be on my own? No fear. It's better to be with someone, no matter who, than to be without. When you get to be our age, you don't have a choice. At least it don't bother me. Suits me.
Marjorie, will you stay under the shade?
Oh, yes.
I tell you, she gets burnt, and then I can't sleep a wink with her moaning all night.
Lavin! Lavin over here!
Oh, you're getting very friendly.
They are. We arranged to meet.
I don't think he'll be allowed to sit by the pool.
He works here.
It doesn't matter. Only the animation team have permission.
Ah, Hannah. We will go for a walk, eh?
No, sit here.
Ah, I might not be allowed. It depends if the manja is about. I will turn the lounge away from the pool, eh?
Why?
They won't like it if we appear to be looking at the guests in the water.
My God, that's ridiculous.
The rules, love.
Oh, Lamin, I think that man over there is trying to attract your attention. Can you see him?
That is the manager. Look, I will go and see him and explain that I am your guest.
Yeah.
I know he's your guest, but you can't open the floodgates.
He's doing no harm.
If you let one in, next thing, the guests will be pestered with them. That's not good for business. People don't want that on holiday. These are poor people in this country, and you can't throw luxury in their faces or they'll take advantage.
Anna, I have to go.
Oh,
sorry.
They won't let Lamin stay by the pool.
Jesus Christ! It's a bloody concrete!
I knew she was trouble the first time I set eyes on her.
Will you come for a walk, then, Anna?
Yes, quick, before your friend shows us all up. Vera's right.
Anna!
I just don't want Lamin to get the sack.
Tell that manager that I want him. I have over there. Tell him.
Come on, Lamin.
Hey, you, Harry. What do you think you're playing at?
Oh, God, a mouth on that.
I will miss you so much, Anna. I wish you could stay longer. I've become so close to you.
I miss you too, Norman.
Give me your hand. I would love you to stay here. But what can I offer you? Nothing.
Norman, you're a young man. You can find plenty of pretty girls here.
Oh, I don't want just a pretty woman. I want a woman with a beautiful soul. Like you have, Anna.
I really enjoyed being with you. I've been very lonely. Well, I have lots of friends and I have my work. So lonely, Lamin, for somebody to talk to. Somebody that treats me like they want to listen.
I don't believe you. There must be many men in Ireland who would want a woman with such a beautiful soul.
I don't want to think about Ireland at this minute. I just want this not to end.
Me too. But we have 3 more days.
Yeah.
Look, when I am working, you sit by the bar. When I am not, we'll walk and talk. We don't have to spend any time apart. I must go to my family tonight. But tomorrow, we'll be together all day.
Just all calm down a bit, please. Sorry?
Can I get my money back?
Yeah, of course you do. Your insurance policy should cover all your losses.
All
now, yes, all of it.
If you decide to stay, will there be a plane to get us home?
Let me just check that. No, only guaranteed planes will be tomorrow, so you must all leave tomorrow. No, it shouldn't be too dangerous to leave the hotel to get souvenirs or anything. I just don't wander too far. That's all I can warn you.
For what reason do they give?
no reason, the fact states that they can no longer guarantee our safety as the political situation is unstable.
Great, that's the good one. You name me one country that's stable, eh?
We all have to leave by tomorrow, that's all I know. Now, anyone needing luggage tags, please follow me to the desk at the back. Here.
Come on. No. Look, they know something we don't.
It's a bloody disgrace.
Well, what can you do? You have to do what they say.
But all these people will be out of work. They can't survive without tourists.
I know, but they can't do anything about it. We can't do anything about it. It's the way it is. Come on, Morris. I better get over to that market and get those new presents.
I blame the British government.
Aye, me too.
They should never have pulled out of here in the first place.
What's wrong? A fax from the fire office. Then we all have to go tomorrow morning. Cheeky bastards, Empress.
I don't want to go home.
Well, you have no choice, see my lumpus.
I have to let Lamont know. We'll phone him or something. He's trying to be funny. He has no phone.
Aye, and he'll have no job either after tomorrow. Bloody scandal. There's nothing wrong with the political situation. I never heard nobody complaining.
I have to go to his compound.
Mama, it's pitch black out there. It's miles away. She don't even know where it is.
I have to see him.
Are you in love?
Be daft. I like him. He'll be expecting to see me tomorrow night.
Well, I tell you, I will have to be love for me to venture in that jungle. Just kind of like, wake up, Anna.
Vera, it's very sad. Very sad news.
It's a bloody disgrace, Badger.
I could just lie.
So I'm not going to take this lying down.
Sorry?
I have had 25 years of them bastards telling me what to do.
Oh, Marjorie, you stay away from her. She is IRA.
Oh, my God. And I thought she was really nice. You never know who you're talking to, do you?
Badgie, where's the rest of them?
In the bar. Very sad.
Right. This is my last night. By God, I'm not letting them bastards spoil it. Come on. Abraham, son, right, these two, over here. I want to say dog's night.
Oh, no,
dear. I'm not taking no for an answer. Right, these two, Badgie, come on with me. Into the bar now.
Oh, no.
Please, can you get in the line?
Excuse me. Do you know where Naman lives, please?
Lamin who? We have many Lamins in Gambia.
Naman that works in the bar.
There are three Lamins that work in the bar.
Oh, God.
I know the one. The one I see you talking to all the time. It's about 20 miles from here.
I have to get there.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. You see over there, that bus?
Mm-hmm.
That takes the workers home. I will go and check if he's going to Lamin's compound.
You are unrelentless.
I just want that job maker to spoil my holiday.
Good for you.
I like the Irish. You know how to have fun. Not like the English, I feel. Oh, this dance is fun. Oh, this is not going, Jenny. He will stop by Lamin's compound for you. But how will you get back?
I don't know. And I don't care at the minute. One thing at a time. Thanks. Thanks very much indeed.
Don't mention it.
That's it right there.
It's dead dark.
Someone is always awake. Don't worry.
Thanks.
You're looking for someone?
Oh, God. You scared the hell out of me.
Oh, sorry. But it's very late for tourists to be out here.
I'm a friend of Laman's.
My brother.
Is he? Could you tell him I want to speak to him?
He may be asleep. He works very hard.
Please.
Anna! What are you doing here?
Laman.
I was awake. I heard your voice.
Oh, sorry, it was dead stupid. I just...
Look, I will leave you. Good night.
Yeah,
good night. Anna, how will you get back?
I don't know. I feel so stupid.
Oh. Come on in and talk to me.
No, I better get going. Now I'm here, I feel... God, this is daft. It's just that all the tourists are being sent home tomorrow. The British government say the country's unstable.
But that is very sad news. I don't understand it. The country is very peaceful since the coup. We are happy. Why are your country doing this to us?
Not my country. I'm Irish.
Then why do you have to go?
Good question. It's just that we have to do as they say or we wouldn't get back.
Oh, why are they doing this to us?
It's a threat.
It is very serious. We depend so much on British tourists, eh? And we serve them well. They have not been affected by the new government.
Everybody's been told to go, and what can we do?
I might not see you again.
Well, I would have been gone in 2 days anyway.
But this is so sudden.
I couldn't go without saying goodbye to you.
That is my brother. We share. I will tell him to go.
Lucas.
He won't mind. Hey. Suma Hari Banzi Hotel D.
Huh?
Demba Yehien Lu.
Yeah. One of the name is Tadaskia.
Okay.
Time's the next bus.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, Jesus, I'm stranded.
Anna, why did you really come?
I just wanted to say I was going home.
Yes?
To say I won't be seeing you again. That's all, really.
Come. Sit here beside me. I will miss you, Anna.
Don't be daft. You've only been here for a couple of days.
If only I could be with you all the time. Forever.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't know what to say. I couldn't live here.
I would like to marry you someday. When I can offer you something.
I have everything. You know what? A house, job, friends. I don't need, well, anything really. Nothing, actually. I mean, nothing like that sort of thing. Like things. I have plenty of friends, you know. It's just what... Just... It's so nice to have somebody to love you again. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. I thought I didn't need that. No, I think I pretended I didn't need that. You see, I thought that part of my life was over. You know, loving. Yet I had so much to give, and it was not fair. But it was all in here, and... It's all that makes sense.
I love you. I want to make you happy. I can't give you anything else.
This place is coming down with a beautiful woman. Woman your age. I mean, me. I'm nearly twice your age. Stupid.
Stay with me tonight, Anna.
What? You mean sleep with you? This is crazy.
Just a moment.
No, I think I should go, Norman.
This is just for you. Well, you told me you adored him, so I bought this from an English tourist in the hotel. So tell me, Anna, what has he got that I haven't?
Where would it start?
All right, can I have your attention, please? Now, would you please listen for your names
and collect your passport from me.
Hey, madam, please.
All right,
quiet.
Baker.
Quiet.
Is that a baker?
Yes. Yes, that's me.
All right, church. England church. By the way, I can wait now. Clark with a knee. Clark with a knee. I called church. You didn't come. You can wait. Clark with a knee. There you go. Costa.
Yes.
Costa.
Yes.
Dougalsworth.
Margaret, have you seen Anna anywhere?
No, you couldn't find anybody in this tale.
Bloody Buck's going to go with Tyler.
Neil doesn't come after Dougalsworth, does it? We're doing this alphabetically. You run away a bit. And then we'll get down the line. I did call your name. You didn't come. You can wait. I got all these.
I am so sad, Anna.
I'm worried about you. You've all them mouths to feed.
There won't be much work. Just some Dutch Tories left.
You do?
I don't know. But I know I will miss you very much. I want to marry you in my wild dreams.
Why are they so wild?
Because I know it can never be. But I will ask you to marry me.
In my wild dreams, I will say yes.
If only it could be, huh?
Don't. You'll be late for the little work you have if you don't get on.
Write to me. And please, don't forget me.
Never.
Goodbye, Anna.
Goodbye.
Hudson, Mr. and Mrs. Hudson! Hudson!
Jesus! Where the hell were you? I had to pack your bag. I rode the massive looking for you. Did you stay up all night?
I just arrived in the bush taxi.
Bush taxi from where?
London's compound.
What?
Dear, I think she's asked me to marry him.
Here, now take it easy. Whoa, whoa. Anna, are you having me on?
I don't think it's about anybody. The Marty when he was alive.
Oh, Christ, this is serious.
Morrow. There you go. McClure, Morrison.
Yeah, here. I'm a really good, will you? Do you hardly even know him?
I think it's you, too.
Morrison.
But I can help things like this.
It's a holiday romance.
McClure, Morrison.
Yes, here.
Right, there you go, ladies. Passport to civilization.
Ha, you call Britain civilized? Jesus.
All right, very witty. The bus will be leaving in 10 minutes, so I suggest you carry your suitcases out. Now, everybody from my group are on bus four. So there's a bus four. There you go, that's it.
I am so sorry to see you go, Vera. You have been so much fun.
Badgie, if I could get a flight out of here, I would stay and finish my holiday. But sure, there'll be no more flights from England until the Brits see fit.
But nothing is happening. There is no coup, no trouble. We are all happy.
But that's probably a problem. If the Brits see poor people happy the way the government are running things, then they decide there must be something wrong.
Well, goodbye. And I enjoyed being with you so much. You look sad, Anna.
Just sad to leave.
Yes, we are sad. Goodbye, and good luck. And Vera, maybe someday we will ride the waves of Tory.
Tell you the truth, Marjorie. I wouldn't take orders from the Britons if there any other way of getting home.
You should be thankful the British government is prepared to bring you home safely.
The British government don't care about our safety. We are being used. Used to pressure these people into bringing their own government back. And one of us that don't even want. And how are they doing it? By taking the bait out of each other's mouths. Now, does that make you feel good?
Yes, a point then, Morris. Like, I never heard any of these people here complain.
What do you know? The government knows something we don't, something these people don't. Now, you mark my words, there's trouble afoot. They may look like innocent, hard-working natives, but you anger them and the whites, they'd be the first to get it.
Aye, well, maybe we deserve it.
And then there's all them little children and no work to keep them.
It's not fair us doing that to them.
And not knowing even why we're doing it.
God, don't let her corrupt your mind.
My mind corrupt?
You have spent the last 5 days dribbling over 18-year-old boots, and you say my mind's corrupt.
Marjorie, get on the bus. I'm not going to stand here and listen to this.
Well said, Vera.
That would be great. Thank you. Now, on the bus.
Anna,
this is Mars.
No, I know. He's black. He's nearly 20 years younger. He lives in Africa. Now, what do you think of the odds of that working out there?
I don't know. I just hate the thought of never seeing him again.
Read this. Read this article. See, I knew when I came here, it was just to give me a boost. You know, it'll be fancy to keep. Andy, you can't take it seriously. Read it.
It doesn't matter what I read. I can't help the theme.
Look, it says here.
I read it. Got it out of your mind the other day. Here, it's worked out for some women.
You are only seeing what you want to believe. That doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, the women sail up everything and bring these men home. And then the men just take off, or they can't stick our country. Or worse, to go off and find somebody younger. But Anna, the disasters are ending.
He hasn't said he wants to come to Ireland. He said he'd be happy for me to go to the Gambia.
So I need a drink.
He can't leave because he supports all those people.
Well, what is he going to do now with all the British tourists away? Come to Belfast and send the money home? Your money?
He isn't like that, Vera. He's the only man I've ever felt equal to. Talk to me like I was a real person. Some fallen, silly old middle-aged woman. I do have something to offer him in Belfast. I'm well and good. Because he's offering me a chance to be treated like a real person again. That's fair.
I don't need a drink. I need a double.
Imagine you telling us you were going to Spain. Just like how, dear McClure.
I didn't want to make you see us.
Here, look. That's him. That's Badger.
He's wearing a frock there.
That is not just a frock. That is culture. And that's Abraham. See him there? And that's Solo. They were brilliant. They were cramming. I had to go.
Jesus, I think I'll go next year.
I tell you what, girls. I feel like a new woman. It has really lifted me. You know, men taking you seriously and fancying you at the same time.
Unheard of in Belfast.
Come on, I mean, it's not that long she's gone. Eh?
I don't know, it's like, how can I explain it? We just connected, you know? We connected. She's different from the others.
How is she different?
She has a type of soul about her. It's, you know, strong spirit about her.
Is it because she is Irish?
You know, I never quite thought of it that way. But now you say it.
I mean, I didn't find a girlfriend. You know, I was looking for one. I didn't find one, but I saw what was going on. These Irish people, man. Ah, if I could come again, if I had to come again as another nationality to be Irish, those people, Africa. You know, my Vera, she was so, you know, she was angry. And I didn't know why she was so angry. To me, she was a beautiful woman. And
what I have here, Solo.
Solo.
How work? Oh, there's no work. My wife will kill me. What are we to do now? I don't know. You know, to tell the truth, it's not really the work that is bothering me.
That's right.
Oh, no. It's Anna that is really bothering me. You know that?
Why don't you do something?
Like what? What can I do?
I don't know. I don't know. Do something. You have to do something. You can't sit there and just say, you know, it's terrible. You have to do something. Everything's terrible. There's nobody comes.
Well, Badji, what can we do? The first thing we must do is find work. We're going to suffer here.
Solo. Work will always come from other tourists, like Dutch tourists or German tourists.
But there's no tourists. If the British go, then maybe the Dutch will go.
What I'd like to know is why. Why they did this thing?
Why did you hear it on the news?
Did I didn't say I was...
You didn't put your web service on?
I
I was otherwise preoccupied.
He was busy thinking. Otherwise thinking preoccupied. About, you know what he is thinking about. He doesn't care about
you.
What?
He doesn't
it
care
is okay
about
for
anything.
You two have made friends. Maybe from time to time they can send you a little present. But what about me and Abraham?
I proposed to her.
What?
I proposed to her. Seriously? I did. She's serious.
You want to?
What did she say? Well, she said that in her wild dreams, yes.
In her wild dreams? Why can't you make the dreams a reality?
What do you want me to do, huh?
I don't know.
He's an African man. He can't survive in the cold.
What cold?
It is cold in Ireland.
She will keep him warm.
Colder than Israel.
No, she should come here to Gambia. So, Baje, when are you going to marry your friend?
She is my friend. We have something beautiful. It will remain beautiful. She has gone back. She is now a woman. She will never be the same again. That is the achievement.
Mama Baji.
She will never be the same again. My love goes with her. Her love stays with me.
And you, what of you?
What
have you changed?
I have changed. Of course I have changed. She's a beautiful woman. I remember her. I remember all about her.
Mama Baji.
My dream.
Do you seriously think they will remember you? After all, they are not back us. We cannot leave Gambia every year.
She will remember me.
But they go on holiday every year. Maybe they come and they dance with you, but they go to Gambia.
You have a point, Solo. As much as I feel I connected with Anna, who knows, maybe the very minute she touches the cold shores of Belfast, maybe I will just be a...
No. The very minute she touches the shores is the minute she remembers you. She will remember you.
Remember optimist, Badje.
We will have to buy him a coat.
Look,
we will have to get him
a coat together.
You people are making fun of me. You will have to get him a jumper.
You people are making fun of me.
Way up in the north and on the road, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. Sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And cheer the moon and stars above, I'm falling kettle heels to love for the pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girl in Ulsterbay, they're just as pretty in Monaghan. This to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause there between the northern towns, there's a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone.
God. No, he's for the record. Give me a minute now. Hello?
I got a letter today, Vera.
Anna, you're going to have to get over this.
He has discussed it with his family and they told him that he must follow his heart. Isn't that lovely?
Will his heart pay for his plane fare or his keep?
I have savings. I don't mind.
Anna, look, for God's sake, you will break yourself for something that might not even last a fortnight. Like, what would he do with himself?
He wants to do night classes, then go to university.
Aye, with you supporting him.
He makes me happy. Would you not pay any price for that, Vera?
Amy, you go for your break now. Tracy's taking over.
Right, Vera. Here. Now look. Oh, there. There's your Daisy. Susie.
Where?
Oh, there with the nappies. With the child.
Look at him.
Look at
him. Her dad. Denim jacket. 50 years of age. Damn.
Susie and that child have 10 years of him. What's wrong with that?
Doesn't happen the other way round. That's what's wrong.
Oh, no. Us women don't get going round the second time. When our bus reaches the terminus, it goes straight to the scrapyard.
Well, not all the time, Annie. Not all the time.
If you can afford a face job, you're elected. If you can't, forget it.
Come on, Mrs. Hannah. You like custard.
Clear off.
You're a selfish old bitch. If I end up like you, I'll poison myself.
Hi, Alan.
Where did you come from? I just called to see you. I never lose my patience. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yes, you do. And so do I.
Right there. I'm stupid.
Go for it.